Hey, welcome to This Is Your Book Club podcast. We're excited to be back with another episode. I think episode 12.
Yeah, isn't this awesome?
Crazy, crazy.
I'm so happy to be here today. It's Q&A.
Yes.
I like this kind of week.
And I'm here with Sarah.
And Jamie is my co-host.
That's right.
Good to see you, Jamie. In case you didn't
know. Good to see you, Sarah.
I know. We're kind of jumbled today. I wanted to give a quick shout out. Congrats to Jana Charlie Joe.
How fun for her, huh?
She won our giveaway. Congratulations. Her own copy of The Book of Longings.
Yes, it's in the mail on the way to her, and that was fun to be able to give a book away.
I love it. I like want to do it more. So I can't. We'll do it again.
Yep.
Soon.
Very soon.
Because that was super so fun. And we'll find a new way to like get you to enter.
Yeah.
So pay attention.
We need you to play along with us.
I know. It makes it fun. We like to give away books.
Yeah.
I like to give away anything, really.
True.
But books especially.
Especially.
So.
Greatest gift.
Speaking of The Book of Longings, Jamie, yes. Do you have a fun fact this week?
Yes. So I kind of talked about this, alluded to it a bit last week, but on Sumunk Kid's website, which is sumunkkid.com, there's a Q&A section. And one of the questions she was asked about The Book of Longings is, in this book, you take a bold approach to history in giving a voice to Anna, the wife of Jesus. What inspired you? And this is kind of long, but I love the premise and where this book came from. So I'm going to read it. I decided not to put it into my own words. I'm going to read it to you. She says, "The idea to write a novel about the fictional wife of Jesus struck me one October morning in 2014. I was sitting at my desk reading an article in National Geographic about a fragment of an ancient manuscript that had been brought to the world's attention by a Harvard professor, named The Gospel of Jesus's Wife. The manuscript contains a provocative reference in which Jesus speaks of my wife. The fragment is now judged to be, by most scholars, a masterful forgery. But that would be irrelevant to the creative storm the article set off in me. My imagination was instantly ignited. Within minutes, this unknown wife had a name, Anna. I could almost picture her. It wasn't the first time I'd been compelled by this idea. 15 years earlier, I'd thought of writing a novel about the wife of Jesus. At the time, I'd been exploring feminist theology for years and writing about silenced and marginalized women and the missing feminine within religion. I can only speculate that the premise for the novel bloomed out of that exploration. The idea fascinated me, but it didn't seem like the right time to undertake it, and frankly, I couldn't quite dredge up enough courage. When the idea resurfaced all those years later, I had the feeling it had been waiting around, hoping for a second chance. Of course, I don't know if Jesus actually had a wife. The Bible is silent on the matter. There are reasons to support both the belief he married and the belief he didn't marry. But believing that Jesus had a wife was never the point. What mattered to me was imagining he had a wife. I think there is a need in the human psyche to imagine this missing wife. In a way, she symbolizes the missing feminine within religion. I was inspired by how reimagining the past, creating an alternate history, so to speak, might open up new ways of seeing and thinking. The largest inspiration, however, was the character of Anna herself. If Jesus actually had a wife, she would arguably be the most silenced woman in history. I woke up every day wanting to give her a voice."
Wow.
Does that just not make you want to start reading?
Oh my
goodness. Right now?
Seriously.
Like, I read this and I think of, what's the book I recommended to you? Wings?
The Invention of Wings?
That's another one of Sumunk Kid's. The Gates. Melinda Gates.
Oh, The Moment of Lift.
The Moment of Lift.
Like, yes.
Talking about marginalized women. Talking about women in religious settings and where they are. You know, just
how that affects our choices and
right.
and gives us our own self-image. And
yeah, I'm so excited for this
me
book.
Me too. I am very interested.
Yeah, so excited. So
it's going to be good.
There you go.
It's going to be really great. I really want it to be good.
Yeah, me too.
I'm looking forward to it. I haven't begun yet because I'm
just waiting another
week. I want it right till we're going to talk about
it. Yep, same here.
Awesome.
Oh, very good fact.
I liked that.
little long. Sorry about the longness, but how do you cut her off? She is just a...
She's so again, eloquent.
She's We've such said an this eloquent before. Speaker. I love listening to her.
Yeah.
She's, yeah. So.
Well, and to feel like it's been coming for so long. Like, this is a book in the making over 30 years or
yeah.
something.
Yeah.
You know, she's, well, maybe not, but like in 2014, 15, so 20 years.
20 years of this idea brewing inside of her.
Like, and that's something that's been really wanting to come out.
This is, and that within minutes she had the name for the character.
That is
And
cool.
wanting to give her a voice. Just
so cool.
So cool. I love her.
I'm really excited.
Me too.
Okay.
All right.
This week we are doing question and answers.
Yes.
So, Jamie.
Yes.
Do you want to go first?
Sure.
Okay.
Would you...
Uh-oh.
Would you rather ride a bike, ride a horse, or drive a car?
Well, it depends on the situation, doesn't it? Like, if I'm... Is it hot outside? Right now, it's really hot outside where we live.
Now you're putting qualifications on this question. There's no qualifications.
Well,
it's just what would you rather do any given moment?
I would drive a car.
I would too. And what's your number one
Does
reason
that make
why?
Me lazy?
No.
I actually just really like being in the car. I can listen to my
audiobook. Exactly. That's exactly. I went, well, which one could I listen to my audiobook most comfortably?
Yeah.
And air conditioning.
Yeah.
Or
that's,
heating.
That's kind of my thing is I really do love riding a bike. I do. I like riding a bike. But it's really hot right now, and I don't want to ride a bike right now. I want to be inside an air-conditioned space.
And if it was really cold right now, you wouldn't want to ride a bike
No,
right now.
If it's really cold, I don't want to. I'd
Same
ride
with
in a
the
car.
Horse.
Now, I have ridden horses. I grew up around horses. They still make me nervous. I don't feel super confident on a horse.
I only rode a horse once or red. I only read. I only rode a horse. Once or twice.
Okay.
So it's not something I would go out and do by myself right now, which means I'd be with someone else, and I'm fine having a conversation with someone else. If that other person were to read books, we could talk about books. But if they didn't...
You want to listen.
I maybe want to be in a car on a road trip.
Yeah.
Listening to a book.
I just really like... And you know what? I love driving around sometimes and just looking at... I like to look at houses.
Same
so
here.
I'll drive around and like we'll find new neighborhoods. Like even Steve and I will do this together and... We'll just, all these new neighbors, like, oh, I love this neighbor. Like, look at this beautiful area and just discovering. And they're just in our own backyard. Like, we love it.
I love to do that, too.
And I'm, like, weird, too, where I hurry and jump on, like, Zillow or something like Utah
Real Estate. Why are we not together?
I don't know.
This is what we do.
And I'm like, oh, these houses go for this much money.
Yeah.
Exactly. Or like, oh my gosh, we could sell ours and move here and save $100,000.
Right.
Look how cute it is.
Yes.
Anyway, I totally do that
all
the time.
Do the same thing all the time. I pull the pictures up. I look through the houses.
Me too.
I'm like this.
Steve's like, hello.
We just
like,
dream.
Come talk to me.
Yeah.
But I'm like, no, let me tell you the values of these homes.
Yeah.
I'm totally a weirdo.
I also, when we have to do things for us, like we just had to buy a new garage door. I drive neighborhoods for... Because I can't make decisions.
Oh, to see which doors you like
the
best.
To see which doors on which houses and would that look good on my house? Or we need to redo this on the house. So let's go drive around and see.
It's very smart, I think.
Yeah.
See?
Curb appeal.
Absolutely. I just want to know information.
Yeah.
And I can do that in a car.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if I'm driving, I can't do that. But Steve drives me. Steve can't drive me on
chauffeur.
A bike. Oh, goodness. Sorry about that.
It's all good.
Steve can't drive me on a bike.
No.
Right? Like, he's
and
got...
And you can't bike by yourself and be looking on Zillow.
Right. It doesn't work that way. So, in a car, though, I can be a really good passenger, and I can give him all the information,
mm-hmm.
and everyone's happy.
Yes.
And there's no... Although I do enjoy my scenery.
I like to be outside, but if you're going to give me... Those three options at any given time.
Yeah, I agree.
I will take a car.
Okay, good question.
Funny.
It is a funny one. Okay.
Okay. What do you got?
Okay. If money was no object, what would you do all day?
I would read.
So, like, this is saying, I'm guessing they're saying, like, if you don't have to go to work because mm-hmm. you don't have to make money... Or you could, like, didn't, or you could do something really cool because it didn't matter how much it cost? Is that kind of the question?
Mm-hmm. So I travel.
You would like to travel.
Travel and...
So if you could travel anywhere, yeah. Where would you go? What's your...
Beaches.
Okay.
I just want to hit all the beaches of the world.
They are beautiful.
All the islands.
So is there a place that you really want to go? That you've been, like, dreaming about?
No. I would love, like, a good... I went to Europe once as a college student, with, like, on the cheap end.
Okay.
I'd like to go back and do it not so cheap.
Okay.
So that I can actually spend time and see actual things.
Okay.
I did
a tour when I graduated college. That was like my gift. And we did a 3-week traveled through Europe.
Yeah.
With like a bus tour.
See, that's so that you know you're not, we were just staying in hostels and surprised I came home alive type trip. And I saw some great things and it was fun, but it wasn't.
Right.
There was a lot we missed. Cool.
It was very, very cool. It was like a singles, like younger person tour. Yeah. And so, anyway, I could tell stories about the people in our group, but it was hilarious. Like, they would like, they were there for the nightlife and we were there to like, I want some friends and we were there for the daytime sightseeing museum stuff. And so they were like, you're going to bed? And we're like, well, we got an early morning. It's like, we've got things to see.
Yes.
Anyway, we saw so many things. It was incredible. Yeah, it was
that's
it
what
was
I would like to do.
I'd
like to do the Middle East.
That
Europe.
Would be cool. I don't know a lot about that area, but to learn and to go.
Yeah, the Czech Republic. That would be really cool.
Been there.
Have you?
Went to Prague.
Yeah.
Later. Yeah, a couple years ago, my parents took us, and we did this coolest thing. We went to the Mercedes car factory and you watch the cars get built. You get to do this whole tour. It's incredible.
Oh,
highly
my gosh.
Recommend it. It's one of the neatest things we've done. Then we took a car from the factory and drove it and we went to Austria, we went to Slovenia and Czech Republic, we went to Prague, and then we circled back around and stopped back in Germany and dropped the car off and flew home.
How cool is that?
It was
amazing.
It was the coolest thing. Well, my dad works with the Larry Miller Group, so with car dealerships, and so we kind of got to do that. And anyone can go do it, but that's kind of how we were introduced to it. It was the coolest thing. And Prague is amazing.
Amazing.
It was really cool. Oh,
yeah.
Austria, amazing.
Thailand.
Oh.
That, yeah. I have a list.
There's... You know where I want to go?
Where?
Nantucket.
Oh, of course you do. You
I
go
do love
Ellen
Hildebrand, and I've seen, read all of her books. I don't even know how many she's written now. So many. Yeah. Probably over 20. Like a lot of books.
Yeah.
And they're all
you
take
can
place
it.
There. And now I need to go there.
Yeah. You I do.
I want to go on a book tour, but not on a book tour. I want to go tour the places that I've read about.
Because I want to go to Prince Edward Island and tour all the places of Anne of Green Gables.
Oh, how amazing would that
be? Would that be so cool?
That would be so cool. Like, I need to go see the places that I read about.
Yes.
Because I dream.
Agree.
But now I want to, like, feel it
one
and
of the,
see it and experience
one
it.
One of the greatest experiences with my kids is we read Someone's Hiding on Alcatraz Island, which is a really fun book. And then we went to Alcatraz. I didn't read it before planning that we were going to Alcatraz. My oldest son was just really obsessed with Alcatraz for a while, so we had read all these different books, but then we ended up going there, taking them there and taking them to Alcatraz Island.
That is a cool
and
tour.
My son, who was way into it and we had read this book, he's like, Mom, can you just imagine this and this and this and when they're here and here? And I was like, oh my gosh, I can. Like, we were reliving the book. So Someone's Hiding on Alcatraz Island and Al Capone Does My Shirts, I think is what it is, or Al Capone Does My Laundry. Those two books gave such a descriptive to the island, to Alcatraz, that when we went there, it was just like what we had imagined.
That is so cool.
And we could just see all the different areas. And so, yes, book traveling. Traveling to places where books
it would be the
are
most
written about.
Greatest.
Yes.
That's what I need to do.
Yeah.
I'm going to start making a list.
Let's do it.
So if money didn't matter.
Right.
And I could just go and do, that's what I'd go and do too. I'm with you. The other place that's not book related, yeah. Steve and I have been to Switzerland. It was a part of our tour, but I only spent a couple days there, and it was amazing. And Steve's never been. And so we would like to go. I turn 40 in a year. Well, in a year and a couple months. I'm almost 39.
You'll need to go.
And that's where I'd like to go when I turn 40. That's what I want to be my big trip, is I want to go to Switzerland.
Yeah.
Fingers crossed we can do
it. I will keep my fingers crossed for you.
Come on, COVID.
Get over.
I'm giving you a year. We're going to Switzerland.
Right.
Well, we want to. Anyway, we'd really love to go to Switzerland. So that's my, like, if money didn't matter.
If money didn't matter.
You know, well, we do need to save for it, too.
Right.
That's a great question. I liked it. Yeah. It kind of made me think about things.
I kind of totally...
If I didn't have to have a job and I could just do whatever I wanted... My kids would need to go somewhere else because they're my job.
They're your job. Yeah. What? I need a live-in nanny.
Yeah, exactly. Come take care of my kids. So I can just do what I want.
Okay. Let's see. Which would you rather do? Wash dishes, mow the lawn, clean the bathroom, or vacuum the house?
Whoa. Say that again.
Okay. Wash dishes.
What would I rather do?
Yeah, which would you rather do? Wash dishes, mow the lawn, clean the bathroom, or vacuum the house?
Mow the lawn.
We're like twins in all of these answers.
Because I can listen to my book.
And I can't hear anything else.
Yeah, nobody can bother me.
Nobody can bother me.
I'm mowing the lawn.
I'm outside.
Yeah.
I can't hear you.
Yeah, sorry.
I love mowing the lawn. And putting headphones in and listening to something.
I hate doing the dishes. Can I tell you that?
I hate doing the dishes.
They never end. I just do the dishes and there they are again.
It is a never-ending
job. I hate the dishes. And now that my kids are home right now all the time, they use dishes like whatever, like glasses. I'm like, dude, you already have a glass out. Why are you pulling out another glass?
I have to say we've reverted to paper plates during this
COVID. Just so you don't have to do dishes?
Because... It's never ending. It's never breakfast. Ending. It's a snack. It's lunch. It's a snack. It's dinner. It's a snack.
Oh, my
Times
goodness.
Three children.
Yes.
That's, I don't know, math. So I don't know how many plates that is.
I can tell you that we our cupboard that holds our cups is empty all of the time.
Yes.
I'm like, I just put dishes away, and yet I went to grab my favorite cup, and my favorite cup is gone.
Yeah.
Because my children... Like, somehow, no, there's a radar that says, clean cups, and they go take the clean
they
cups.
They do it on purpose.
And they just use five. Oh, I just used that one, but look, there's a clean one that I'm going to make dirty. It's so fun.
I can't use this one again. I already used it.
Yeah, I think that I'm going to lose my mind doing any more dishes.
I don't mind cleaning a bathroom. That doesn't bother me.
You
but
must not have little boys.
I have two.
Do you? But they're older.
Well, I have to say... This is what I'm going to tell you about that. That never ends. It doesn't matter older or younger, but one of my kids' daily jobs is to take a Clorox wipe and wipe the seat down of the toilet on the top and underneath. So when I go in once a week and clean the bathroom,
it doesn't get like
it's not really bad. Yeah,
that's a good because idea.
A Clorox wipe to the toilet seat, a Clorox wipe to the sink and around the edge, and they restock the toilet paper. So when I go in to clean, it's not, I mean, as bad as they are at doing things, they can wipe
a
toilet
seat down. I've got a 10-year-old who won't sit his butt down. And I don't care if he's been peeing in the toilet for 8 years. He cannot aim worth crap.
Yeah.
So I'm sorry, kid. I don't want to sit on your pee.
I get
no,
so
does
mad.
Anyone else.
I always walk out of the bathroom and yell, like, who was the last to go to the bathroom? I do not want to sit in your pee.
And every time my boys are like, it was Reese, their little sister. I'm like, no. There's no possible
Sorry.
Way for her to do
That's
this
a
kind
drop
of a mess.
Straight down in.
Seriously. And she would have toilet paper in there, sir. So, nope, that was you. You can't fool me on
your
this.
Your sister. Yeah. But I think my least favorite chore in the world is vacuuming. I hate
really?
The sound of the vacuum. I don't even want to be in the house when someone else is vacuuming.
I don't
that
love the
noise
sound of the vacuum.
Just does something to my senses. So I'm with you. Just get me out of the house and let me mow the lawn. And
I'd prefer it not be too hot.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But
True.
if it means I do it at 8 o'clock at night or at, mm-hmm. you know, 9 a.m., I can do it.
Yeah. I'll take the lawn.
And yeah. You know how much I have a larger yard and it takes some time.
It would take some
like,
time.
Like I can get a good amount it's of booking.
Good at least an hour.
Oh yeah, at least.
At least an hour.
Anyway, good of question.
Yeah. I think these all like boil down to a book of some sort.
I know, that's really, what does that say about us? Oh, that makes me laugh. Okay. Let me see. Okay, if you could hire someone to help you, would it be with cleaning, cooking, or yard work?
Cleaning.
You don't want to clean?
No.
You don't mind cooking or doing yard work?
Well,
I 100% agree with you. It's because yeah. it feels never ending.
Right.
And yet, yep. it feels like something that I should be able to do, but I just don't want to do.
Mm-mm.
If I had to find a way to make more money just to pay for someone, I would rather find a way to make more money to pay for someone to clean my house.
Yes.
Even though I have yet to figure out how to do that. That's my goal.
That's absolutely.
Because I don't want to clean my house.
I don't want to clean my house.
I wish I didn't need to
have I like having my hands in the dirt. I like planting flowers.
Okay. I like to plant. The weeding,
I don't necessarily love to weed.
Yeah.
I pay my kids to do that.
There you go.
So,
my kids don't
they're
love
cheap.
My kids don't understand. They'll just, it's like, I'll give you money. They're like, who needs money?
Yeah. My kids did the same thing. Like, we gave them the option.
Yeah.
Like, you don't have to do this, but if you did, you'd make this much money. And two of them were like,
Yeah.
I choose no. And I'm like, oh my gosh.
They don't get it.
I've raised you wrong. That you
I
just
know.
Turned that down. That's a reflection on me.
That's how I feel about it.
That you're spoiled.
We've ruined them.
Rats.
Yeah. Well, and I don't take all the credit. They have grandparents who also give and give so much.
Yeah.
And so they, if I say no to something, they go to grandma and grandpa. And
they're so smart.
I know.
They know where to get things from. But every
I've
once in a while
them.
When they want something, I can get them to weed a section or whatnot.
Yeah.
But,
well, that's the other thing. So, like, my kids like to ride their bikes up to the gas station that's
mm-hmm.
nearby, and it's not very far, and they love it. And that's not something I'll give them money for. They have to use their own money to go
mm-hmm.
to the gas station and get whatever, treats. And they've run out, like, my younger son has run out of money this summer, and he doesn't have any. And he wanted to go. A friend invited him to go ride their bikes up there. And he's like, mine, not anyway. I'm like, I'm so sorry. Like, we've talked about this.
Yeah.
So he finds money in, like, a lost piggy bank in his closet to drive up to the, or ride his bike up to there
mm-hmm.
and get something. He's like, he was so proud. He found, and there was, like, he broke open the piggy bank and emptied it. Probably had, like, $7.
Ooh, big find.
You can get a treat.
Oh, you can get a lot.
He could spread that out.
Right.
Like, over a few trips up to the gas station. So he goes up there, and what does he do?
Spends it all.
All of it. No joke. He buys, like, a big bag of chips and a large chocolate milk, and then he buys his friend candy. Even though his friend had his own money.
He's like, here, let me get you something. I'm rolling in the dough.
Yes. Yes. That is exactly his personality. That is what he's doing. So now he comes home, and he has nothing left.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
okay,
so
what happens next time?
Exactly. It's not like there's going to be an endless amount of piggy banks hiding in his closet. Like, I don't understand.
What?
How do you teach that?
There's not an endless supply of piggy banks?
I wish.
That's what I
Maybe
was hoping for.
Maybe he does.
For.
He might just be that lucky.
He's
I'm
like,
just...
next time I'm going to be just as lucky because look what happened to me this time.
Honestly. The kid.
Yeah.
I don't know how to fix it.
We just keep crossing our fingers. Right?
I guess. Needless to say, come clean my house.
Clean my house, please. Any day of the week.
Any day.
Any day of the week. What You'd greatest make, gift ever?
You would make me happy and Steve. Steve really wants you to clean our house.
Yeah.
More than I want you to.
Right.
Steve wants you to.
Right. Okay.
Here's a good one. If you could only eat one meal for the rest of your life, what would it be? Have we asked that before?
I don't think we've asked that one before. What an interesting time for each of us to be asked this question.
Dream big, Jamie. Dream big.
I have to tell you, right at this moment, Chinese food.
Chinese food.
I love Mexican and Chinese food, but right now,
So, just like a variation of Chinese, you would have it all the time for the rest of your life.
Yeah. Like stir fry. I like fry, a good Chinese. A good teriyaki sauce. Mm,
that is good.
This is so weird. This is going to sound really weird. My favorite thing in Chinese food is the water chestnuts.
What?
Do you know what that is?
I take them out.
Oh my gosh. I want extra. It is.
See, I'll give you mine.
Give me a stir fry full of water chestnuts. Does that just
sound really good right now?
Oh my. I buy this frozen. This is so boring for everyone. I buy this frozen stir fry mix that has water chestnuts in.
Okay.
And then I buy an extra can of water chestnuts.
You do not.
I do. And I pour the extra can in.
Water chestnuts?
Oh my gosh, I love the crunch. And then I put this, like, I have this Asian sesame ginger dressing.
Wow.
That I pour in with it, and then grilled chicken.
Yum.
It is so good. I can't
That
even
sounds
tell
really
you
good, minus the water
how
chestnuts.
How much I love. I eat all the water chestnuts first, and then I eat the other things if I'm not full. Because let's get the good stuff in first.
Right. Of course.
It's my favorite thing in the world.
That makes me laugh really hard.
Water chestnuts.
But I'm glad Who that you found water something chestnuts? That you love so much.
I love water chestnuts. Give me more.
So my guiltiest pleasure is chips and salsa. Like Mexican food.
Yes.
Tacos, chips and salsa, cheese enchiladas.
Yeah.
Rice and beans.
Chips and salsa. Chips and
chips
any dip.
Chips and salsa. I know.
I love chips and
love
dip.
Love dipping. Yes. And I have like a really yummy homemade recipe. I'm sure my friends that listen are going to be like, yeah, it's so good. It's have you know the Pioneer Woman? I am totally doing a shout out here.
Yes.
To the Pioneer Woman.
Yes.
Ree Drummond.
Drummond.
I think that's how you say it. And she has the best recipe for restaurant style salsa.
Really?
Go look it up. Google it. It is free and it is fabulous.
Oh, I want chips and salsa so bad.
And it makes so much. Like, I have a Ninja blender. Mm-hmm. That's my like go-to blender. And you mix it in a blender. Like, you make your salsa in the blender and you use like canned tomatoes. So everything is like, it lasts for a couple of weeks, but it doesn't last that long because you're going to eat it fast.
You're
it's so
eat it
good.
Fast.
And it's got like Rotel and cilantro and jalapeno. Anyway, it is delicious, and it makes this, it fills my whole Ninja blender. Top. To the
you
top.
You could just go to town.
It makes so much. So it is like, I make it and I'll give a little bit to a neighbor, and then the rest of my family keeps the big one. And it's like so good. So I always have some in my fridge.
Yum.
And I have some now, and I'm trying
you
not
do?
To eat them, and it's so hard.
So
I want chips and salsa.
Me too.
They're so good. So chips, that would be me. I'd eat Mexican food.
Okay.
I mean, I love a good teriyaki bowl.
Yeah.
I'm with you on that. But all day, every day, Mexican.
Mexican.
It never gets old to me.
I'd say those are my top two.
Yeah.
I'd choose between the top two. But I just haven't gotten sick of this teriyaki bowl I'm making
You're
at
like,
home.
I really love it right now. I really
but
love
But when
pudding.
Restaurants open up again.
That'll be nice.
Did you say I really love pudding?
Yeah. That's my snack these days. Let me go have some pudding. Don't touch mom's pudding.
Yes. Don't touch my sugar-free popsicles. That's what I'm living off of.
I know. It's my guilty pleasure.
Yes.
Love it.
Okay. That was a good question. Now you know the weirdness of me.
That's so funny.
I think we've already talked who's our favorite author, right? We've gone down that one and hobbies. Do you like or dislike surprises?
That's a good question. I like to be the one doing the surprising. Hmm. I don't like to be the one being surprised.
Interesting.
Isn't that weird? Like, I love planning a surprise. Like, that to me is so fun.
You're a party planner.
Oh,
though.
Yeah. I
you
love,
love
it.
To do that.
I love it. And I love to surprise someone. I love when someone is surprised.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't like being surprised. I feel like when I'm the one being surprised,
mm-hmm.
I missed out on all the fun because the fun was in the planning.
It's so no. So no for me. I do not want to plan.
Oh, that's so
That
funny.
Seems overwhelming, but I do love a surprise.
Oh, see? But see, I will surprise you.
I look at it also not just as like a surprise party, like
okay,
bring me home a surprise out of the blue.
Oh, I do love that.
Give me something out of the blue.
That's true. If we're not talking like a party.
Yeah. So I look at it as those two different things.
Like a surprise, like with a friend stops by.
Yes.
I'm in.
Love it.
It's my best thing that happened all day.
Yes.
I'm with you. I totally agree with you. Or, you know, you open up your meal and they gave you an extra something.
What a surprise.
What a good surprise.
And it's extra chips and salsa.
Yes.
Right?
Thank you. They gave us two salsas. They knew I would go through that one salsa.
That you needed more. They never give enough.
Never.
Never.
So that's, those are good surprises. But what if it's like a bad surprise? Like, oh, surprise, they messed up your order.
There is nothing more irritating.
Yeah.
I do not want to be surprised ever in any situation by a snake.
I have been once, ever. And it is scary.
Never, ever. Ugh.
Yeah.
That's my creep zone. I will vomit.
We have snakes that live like down in the field by our house. No. And there's a trail down there. But in order to get to the trail, you have to go through the field. There's not like an easy access.
There's not a trail to the trail?
No. And it's annoying because the trail is paved and beautiful. Yeah. And it goes all through our city. And so to get down there, though, I have to go through a field. It's like right there by my neighborhood.
You kind of need a long stick in front of you.
Right.
To scatter anything away.
That's like, not a bad idea. I hadn't
thought
of that.
Like if you're blind, the blind stick that... Can you see me acting this out, listeners?
I should have called you before because we got down there just fine. And we walked and then we were coming back. And I'm like, look, I don't want to walk all the way down and around. It's like really far. So we're just going to sneak up here through the little field.
Through the field.
And it's kind of uphill. And I had my six-year-old daughter and I'm like, just come with me. It's fine. We'll just hurry up this hill. And there was a snake, and it started rattling.
No, even worse.
Yeah, and it was coiled up, like, in the middle of the field. And there's, like, tall grass, so you couldn't really see it, but you could hear it. And so I, like, stepped, and it started rattling, and it was right there, probably, like, 2 feet.
I might be hyperventilating already.
Like, it was so close, and I was like, run! And we, like, turned the other direction and just ran up the hill as fast as we could. And I'm, like, grabbed my daughter, like, she's young, and I just... drug her up that hill so fast. I have never run so fast. But it stayed. I think it was just saying, like, I'm here. Yeah. It didn't, like, attack me. Yeah. And I ran away. Because I was definitely bigger than the snake. I don't think it could eat me. Well, but it could have bit me.
It doesn't need to eat you to cause harm.
Yeah. But I think it didn't want to bite me unless it had to. And I ran in the other direction quickly. Oof. And we were okay, but it scared
me. That is so scary.
It's very scary.
It's like...
like, I can still hear it, like...
Yeah. I think if... and we live, like, on a hill.
Yeah.
I think we both categorize ourselves as up the mountain a bit.
Not a little bit.
A little bit up the mountain. So there's lots of trails, hiking trails, biking trails around us.
Yep.
And I somehow have been lucky enough to not run across one snake while out biking or hiking.
That's amazing.
But if it were to happen, that would finish that trail for me. I don't think I could go back to it.
Well, maybe that's why. Because you need to be able to utilize the trails.
In my mind, in my bubble, they don't exist where I live.
Oh.
So.
I'm sorry to have told you that story.
I know what the area you're talking about, and I can stay away.
There you go. Well, and I live in a newer neighborhood, and we were like one of the first houses in our neighborhood. And so as other homes were being built,
it kind of drove them out.
They came out. Yeah. And we would find them like on our driveway, and not the rattlesnake, but like garden snakes and, you know, some big, decently big snakes that started to have to find new homes because they were building in their homes.
Can I tell you that my parents' home that I grew up in is next to a big field.
Okay.
And one day I drove in the driveway and saw a snake slither across the driveway. I'm in my car, mind you.
Okay.
And I threw that thing in reverse so fast and left.
You just couldn't even be in your car by it.
No. What was I going to do? I was trapped in my car just sitting in the driveway. I had to leave.
That is awesome.
And then I warned everyone in my family there was a snake in the driveway. And when I came home, it was gone. And all was well.
Okay. I'm glad that it went away.
no surprising me. I don't
like that surprise either. Mm-mm. It was not a pleasant, and my heart was beating like racing. I can
imagine.
We lived. No one was bit. It was good.
I'm glad you survived. And I'm glad you didn't just take off and leave your daughter there. That was good thinking.
I almost think I did.
Sometimes I wonder
if
it would be like survival of the fittest. And I just run. Sorry, kids.
Somebody had to get bit and it wasn't going to be me.
You're on your own. Okay. Oh, I don't even know whose turn it is.
That was a good one.
How about aside from necessities? Oh, I guess that was mine. But here we go. It was really your turn. Sorry.
You can ask a question. That's okay. I think I went twice.
Aside from necessities, what is one thing you could go... What's one thing... If I could read, that would help. A book about podcasts. A podcast about books that I can't read. Aside from necessities, what one thing could you not go a day without?
Oh. So, like, water.
Necessities, okay. I would say, would be, like, the survival things, like...
Electricity is a necessity.
Could probably survive without that.
Could we?
Depends on how hot or cold it
is. Exactly.
We go back to that.
Yeah. Okay.
Heat and temperature is a big thing in our world.
Yes, I'm going to call those things necessities.
Okay. Yeah, shelter.
Look at that. That's a necessity.
That's a shelter. That's a necessity. Where's my mind today? Water, shelter, food.
Those are basics.
Basic needs.
So just like something you enjoy that you couldn't go a day without.
It would be really hard for you to go a day without.
That's a hard question because I don't want to admit what that was the first thing that came to my mind. I really don't. Okay, I'm embarrassed to say that I couldn't go a day without my phone.
Well, I think that is
I wish I could go a day without my phone. I probably could, but that I don't want
to. You wouldn't enjoy it.
No, I like to have my phone. I like to know where my phone is, and I don't want my kids on my phone.
Yeah, it's a major resource in our
lives.
It
has my audiobooks.
Exactly.
I need to listen. It needs to be within range.
Right. I wouldn't be able to call anyone if I didn't have my phone, because I don't know anyone's phone numbers anymore.
I wouldn't either. Like, I need to just see your name and push my button.
Yeah.
I like to check social media. I am one of those who, like, checks in and then, like, mm-hmm. look at my friends. They are so cute and doing the funnest things. I love that.
I think number one on my phone would be being able to contact people mm-hmm. and podcasts or books.
Yeah. Listening.
Yeah.
Listening and just... I don't know.
I want to be
in contact with the world, and that is my contact to the world.
That's a contact to everything.
Everything.
It's my answer to every question I have.
Yes. Let me look that up.
Do you know what I look up every time? It seems so stupid.
What?
Do you bring the water to a boil first and then put your potatoes in? Or do you put your potatoes in and then bring the water to a boil?
What does Google tell you?
I don't know, because I have to look it up every time. I don't know. To this day.
Now I feel like we need to answer that question for the world.
Let me Google that, because I have my phone here with me. And I will get you that answer. Because most of the world probably knows the answer, but I don't make mashed potatoes very often.
Sure. That's a fair question.
So when I do...
I know the answer, but I'm curious as if I'm right or wrong. Now I'm questioning myself.
Well, tell me what you do.
I think you boil first.
You boil the water.
And then you put the potatoes in. Am I right?
I'm looking it up right now. I'm Googling it.
See, this is my problem. Like, I need to have my phone.
I maybe should not admit these things in my life. But this is one thing I Google at least twice a year. Bring a pot of salted water to a boil.
See, I know how to make
potatoes. Then add potatoes and cook until tender but still firm. About 15 minutes.
You don't want them gooey.
In case you thought this was a reading podcast, I'm going to help you out with some cooking too. Boil your water first.
Covers everything. It covers everything.
I just read that to you.
There you go. You were reading.
How to boil your potatoes.
That's amazing.
Do you think 1 year I'll remember? You already knew.
I already knew.
1 year I'll remember.
And I use my calculator on my phone, and I take pictures on my phone, and I just need it all the time.
I agree.
If I can't do something on my phone, if I have to like go to my computer, I'm annoyed.
Same. And there are a few websites that really you don't get all the things unless you're on
a desktop or a laptop.
And then I'm like, ugh.
It's annoying.
I have to go somewhere now. I have to go into another room.
I know.
It's just the worst. Imagine like 20 years ago.
Like I have to turn in timesheets for this other job I do. And it's like, you want me to get on my computer? Can't you make this somehow for me on my phone?
Why is there not an app for this?
Can I just update it on my phone?
Yeah.
Steve and I don't even know where it came from, but my daughter has a phone and she never can find it.
Yeah.
And that one of the shows that they watch, like a teen little, I don't know, tween
drama,
show.
Drama.
Yeah. They're like walk around going, where's my phone? And it sounds like that. And it's like Barbie or something.
Huh.
I don't know. But she's like, where's my phone? And it's me. Every time I'm like, guys, where's my... I mean, that's me. I can't find my phone. I've set it somewhere and I'm whatever. And Steve pulls it out. Where's mom's phone? I need it. It's
necessity.
That's my non-necessity.
I have to agree. It's an important tool in our lives these days.
Oh.
It's got my calendar. It's
everything.
And I can't remember how to boil potatoes. So do you think I'm going
to
remember what appointments I have tomorrow?
Oh my goodness.
Or even later this afternoon.
Throughout the day.
Yes.
Yeah, totally.
So blah, blah, blah. Me and my brain.
Okay, here's a good one.
Okay.
If you'd rather win the lottery or work at the perfect job, what would it be? And why?
Well, so I've watched a bunch of like lottery shows and what people do with lottery money.
Okay.
And they all end up going bankrupt.
Why?
Because it's like...
They just go crazy berserk?
Yeah, they go crazy. None of them end up having it. Rarely do people invest
like
it and do it well. So... I would say if I could have my perfect job, one of the things that would make it perfect is that I'm sustainable. I don't need to be uber wealthy. I just want to be sustainable. I like some luxuries.
Sure.
So I think just to not chance it, I would go my perfect job.
Really?
Which would be? Books. A bookstore.
A bookstore.
I'd love to have a bookstore.
I know. We never went to the bookstore. We need to go.
We need to go before school starts.
Yes.
Okay.
Pick a day next week. Okay. Sorry, that was a side note.
I think we've said that on this podcast multiple times.
I know,
so
now we really need to go.
Listeners, you need to check in with us and
hold
make sure
us to
we
it.
Go.
I love that you want to own a bookstore and I will come there.
Okay. So I want a bookstore with like a little soda shop in the back. So you can come... And not just buy a book, but come and visit.
And
like,
stay.
Hang out. Read some books. Have a drink.
Yeah.
I'll mix you up a drink.
That sounds fabulous.
Get you a dirty soda or something.
Awesome.
And then we can chat and gossip.
Yes, please.
All of the above.
I would love that. A nice, cushy chair.
Yeah. You might never even buy anything from me, but we're going to hang out.
I would.
And something is going to sustain this
business.
I'll
buy all my giveaway books from you.
Okay. Perfect.
I really love it.
Yeah, and so much can go into that. Like,
so
of course, our podcast
like,
is still going.
Yes.
And
we
can even
do it
record.
There.
We'll have a studio there.
And you could come watch us record.
Yeah. And then we could take tours or host book clubs in our store.
So awesome.
This is going places.
I want to do it.
Okay.
And then, but to me, I want to win the lottery because then you can buy your bookstore and it doesn't have to make any money because you
That's
bought it.
That's a good idea.
And
I could
then,
just invest in the bookstore that
yeah,
I wouldn't have to set a...
You could just do whatever you wanted. So then it was like this the podcast doesn't have to make any money because I already have money from the lottery and I'll invest it smarter because we're going to watch all the lottery
be smart
shows
about this.
And do it the right way.
Okay.
So I choose lottery. I choose lottery and then I can just like make lots of podcasts.
Okay.
And then go to your bookstore.
I like your idea. I choose lottery, then I'll have my bookstore mm-hmm. with a podcast studio.
Yeah. Dream yes, big. Please.
Dream big, lady.
I'm there.
And gentlemen.
I see it.
I can see it, too. Oh,
we're going to do it, Jamie. Okay.
Life That's has a lot going for today. It. We have a lot in front of us.
I know.
It's exciting.
It really is.
I'm really excited about the future.
Me, too. We're doing it.
We're doing it.
Thanks for listening. Thanks for coming with us.
Yes, on this journey.
I know.
And just keep subscribing and rating and reviewing and sharing, and we'll get there.
I know. And then everyone can come to the This Is Your Book Club bookstore.
I'll invite you to the grand opening.
Yes!
We will invite you.
It will be amazing. Come and read books.
This is us dreaming big.
Yeah. I love it.
So,
anyway, right. That's, I think, all we have for today. Thank
Another
you for
fun
listening.
Q&A. Yes. Thank Always you for being here.
Fun. Join us next week. We'll be talking about what's on your shelf.
Yes.
I've been reading and I have fun things Me to too. Talk about.
Me too.
I'm looking forward to it. Like Jamie said, go rate, subscribe, and review yes. wherever you listen.
Drop us some messages. We'd love to hear your thoughts.
Yeah. You can find us on Instagram and Facebook, or you can email us. What's our email?
This is your book club podcast at gmail.com.
So go ahead and send us anything. Leave us a message or yeah. write us an email.
And if you have answers to one of these questions today that you want to add to our
yes, I'd
all
love
over the place answers,
hear.
We want to hear about you as well.
I know. And what are you reading? And what's we had a listener, Michelle, reach out, and she's reading a really good book, and we're thinking we're going to use it next yes. month. So stay yes. tuned.
So, yeah.
Recommendation. We love
Tell
it.
Us what you're reading if you want to see it here, because we love getting recommendations, too.
I know. Because I'm always looking for my yeah. next book. Always.
Always.
So please tell me what you're reading.
Yeah. Yep.
All right. So thanks to Amphibious Zoo.
Yep. Absolutely. We love them.
Great
thank you
music.
For music. And
we'll
I
see
think
you
that's
next
it.
Week.
Yeah. Until then, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Sarah. And this is your book club.